Basil Shem Esbuch, we begin Perek HaMisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Slichas B'chayis, and Laws of the Firstborn, in the Sefer Kabbanis, in the Book of Individual Sacrifices. When this Perek, we discuss, continuing the theme of the previous Perek regarding situations of doubt, when there's a doubt, who is the firstborn, and regarding laws relating to doing business with the firstborns, and regarding evaluations in the assessment of the firstborns as relates to the laws of sales. As Rambam gets halacha aleph regarding when there's a doubt regarding the clear status about the firstborn at the time of the birth. So Rachel Shalei Bikram, if there's a sheep that had not yet given birth ever before, the older Shnei Zecharim, and it gives birth to two males. Afili Yotzu Shnei Roshim Ke'echad, even if both the heads come out seemingly at the same time, Yef Shishlei Kodem Echad, it's not possible that one of them wasn't the first. So only one is the Bochar. Now, Hoyle Ve'en Yudu Ezman Yotzu Edition, since it's not known which one came out first, HaKoyin Netlas HaKachash. The Koyin, well, obviously one of them is a firstborn. We don't know which one. So the Koyin, he's considered the one who has the underhand. He takes the weaker one. V'Hasheni, and the second one, is still Sfeik Bechari, still considered as a doubt if it's a firstborn. Hence, the owner who gets to keep it will still have to let it graze till it develops a blemish, and then he could eat it in that blemished state. But again, the Koyin, who's Mitzmer V'Leveraya, he gets less of the two. Now, let's say Mesechem, let's say one of these two animals die before it's given to the kain, ain't the kain klum, the kain doesn't get anything. Shazeh hachai sabeku, because the living one is doubtful, we don't know, maybe it's the second one, not the bukhar, and the one who's coming to collect from his friend, I mean the kain is trying to collect from the owner, Allah baraya, on him is the owner's approved. So too, if let's say, the animal gave birth to a male and a female, so the male is a situation of doubt, maybe the female went first. Therefore, the coin doesn't get anything. There's a halachic doubt regarding the zachar, if it was the first or not, and the coin would have to bring the proof, which no one knows exactly its status. Halacha beis, shtei rechelus, shalei bikru. We have two sheep that never gave birth ever before. The yoldu shnei zachar. Now, the two of them, we don't know which one is which, gave birth to two males. Okay, shneim lekoin. Both go to the coin because either one is the firstborn of its mother. In other words, we're not concerned that maybe one of them gave birth to two males and the other one didn't give birth to anything. It just had that tinof, which you mentioned in the previous parak. No, we're saying that each one gave birth to one and they're both being given to the kain. Zachar nekeva. Let's say there's a male and a female. So one gave birth to a female and that's not going to the kain, but hazachar lekain. The one that gave birth to the male is going to go to the kain. Let's say gave birth to shnei zachar mu nekeva. There's amongst these two animals, there was two males and one female born. So it comes out, one gave birth to twins, and the second one only gave birth to one. Now, the situation of doubt, are the two males the firstborn ones? Or maybe only one of them is a Bechair? And only one of them are definitively a Bechair, and the second one's going to be a situation of doubt. Because is that Zachar one that's the first one of its mother? Or was it the one after the female? Or was it one after the male? So, HaKoyin Netlas HaKachash. So the Koyin definitely gets one, because definitely one male is the firstborn. So the kain takes the weaker one. Vashen is sefek bechar, and the second one is a doubtful bechar, and therefore v'meisechem. If one of these two males die, and lekain klum, the kain doesn't get anything. Shezeha zachar achai sefek bechar hu, because this living now remaining male is doubtful if it's bechar. It might have been the second one behind that first male or behind that female. Again, v'meitzemech b'levadai. If you want to collect, you have to bring the proof. Let's say yoldu shtein the kevus of a zachar. Let's say amongst these two animals, which you didn't see which one gave birth to which, there's a sum total of two females and one male. Or two males and two females, where again, we have a doubt if there is even one Bechair over here, because maybe the males were born as a twin of the female, and the female came out first. So the males are considered doubtful Bechairs, because I could say, maybe the female was born first, then the male. The coin doesn't get anything, because he wants to bring the proof, then he can get it. Let's say achas bikra ve'achas shalei bikra. These two sheep, one actually had given birth once before, and one had not. The yoldu loy shnei zecharim. Now there's two males that are born from these two sheep. Echad loy ve'echad lekain. So one male goes to them, one goes to the kain, because definitely one is a firstborn. Now, but v'chalecha b'em sfeik b'char. But every single one of them is ultimately a doubtful b'char. Can bring it to carbon. The one that's going to the kain might not be the firstborn one. And moreover, the kain nitlas akachish. The kain again has the underhand. Because he's trying to collect, he takes the weaker of the two. Mesechem, and let's say one of them dies. Again, in the coin klum, the coin doesn't get anything. Shazach chai saviku, because the living one is doubtful if that's the firstborn or from the one that already given birth before. And mechen mildu, zach nekeva, so to let's say what's born from these two animals is a male and a female. And can the Kohen klum? The Kohen doesn't get anything. Shazah zachas fake b'chayru, because this male is a doubtful b'chayru. Maybe it's the one from the one that gave birth once before, and the female is from the one that only gave birth now for the first time. And therefore, the Kohen wouldn't get anything. Halacha gimel continues regarding the station of a safek b'chayru. Kol b'chayru shu safek, which we've mentioned in the previous parak, any firstborn which is a situation of doubt, dino its halachic status is sheyida at sheyibba b'mum. It has the grace until the levels of blemish, and then the yochel abalav then see by its owners. Again, because you can't bring it as a carbon because it might be not a b'chayru, and you can't eat it by yourself because it might really be a b'chayru. So you have to let it graze, the levels of blemish, and then you could eat it, and it's eaten by its owner. Of course, how much mechel v'rai, the coin would have to bring proof. Now, if the coin grabs it, and now he's in possession, well, then emitzinis miyodai, then we don't take it away from him, because now he has the chazaka, because he's in possession. And v'oichleis b'mumah, he eats it in its blemished state. Again, like we said, but he doesn't sacrifice it. Shem makriv l'oil mel b'chor v'adah, because we never sacrifice unless definitively as a firstborn animal. Because shem yishchut chul mazor, you might be slaughtering unconsecrated animal in the courtyard, which is forbidden. Halacha dalet continues regarding verifying the firstborn, not at the time of the birth. So Mishoy be'edroy, mevakers v'she'en mevakers. If someone had in his flock those that had given birth once before and those that had not given birth once before, v'yol duvein shamadim, and they give birth, and there was no person around when they gave birth. V'nechnas, he comes in, and he says, ooh, umotze es mevakers, he sees that the ones that are giving birth for the first time, amenikas nikevis, are nursing the females. V'she'en mevakers, and those that it's not the first time. Amenikas charm are nursing the males. So it doesn't have to be concerned. Shema benoshal zu bole itzel zu. That oh wait a second, maybe this is not really the case. Maybe that the one from this one went to that one. Benoshal zu bole itzel zu, and the one from this one went to that one. No. Elarehu hadava bechaskase. Rather, we presume it as it is. Shekolach is amenikas, but not each one is nursing its son. So the ones that are for the first time, if those are the males, well, then this has a halacha b'chayru. If the ones are first time are the females, then it's exempt because what out came is a female, and we don't say that maybe came from the other one that is the first one, and maybe the males are really from the first one, then maybe you would have a halacha of sfak b'chayru. We don't say that. Halacha, hey, shnayim shefkidu shnei zechorim etzel arayev. If two people deposit two males by a shepherd, ha'echad b'chayru v'sheni pashut. One was giving the shepherd to watch over his firstborn, and the second one gave a regular animal. And now one of the animals died, and now it's not known if it was the Bukhar or the regular one that died. So what the shepherd does, he just leaves Hasheni b'neim u'mistalek. He just leaves the second one amongst them, and he leaves. Because he doesn't know, and now let them fight it out. So this animal is doubtful, it might be the Bukhar one. So they both divided, because we don't know. Because neither one recognizes which one's his, and we have a Safir Bukhar that they have to divide amongst themselves. Halacha vav, but let's say hifkid b'chayr itzal bala bais. Let's say not by a shepherd. An individual deposits his firstborn animal by a regular person. V'nicha bala bais and pashtishalai. Now, the owner's like, sure, you know, you could drop off your firstborn animal by me, you know, I'll bring it into the corral. And he has his regular animal there. U'mis'achem him b'nidu ezehu. Now, one of the animals died, but they didn't remember what the animal looked like, if it was the homeowner's or the guy who was depositing his b'chayr by him. So here the halacha is a mitzvah mechaveri olav ha-ra'ayim. That the one who is depositing his b'char, he has to bring proof that the living one is his first animal. And so, although the homeowner gets to keep it, b'char, but it is ultimately a doubt in halacha regarding mamonis, we say a mitzvah mechaveri, but regarding iser, he has to treat it as a doubtful b'char. And this halacha is a filaroi kain. Even a kain that's a shepherd, Shenich b'chari, that he left his firstborn animal b'chatzar balabais in the courtyard of a homeowner or independent person, in pashut shabalabais together with, like in the previous case, with the regular animal of the homeowner. And the chiddush in this part is that we don't say that the homeowner had acquired an area to the kain in his courtyard and as if it's in the kain's own domain, so to speak, in his own independent area, and therefore they should divide it. No, we say that the balabais is the muchzik, the raya is the maitzi, and Allah lahivi raya. And therefore, if one of them died, we say that the Kohen Raya, or the first case, the one who's depositing his firstborn, the onus of proof is on him. And you cannot remove from the courtyard of the homeowner only if you have proof, because it was with the consent of the owner of the firstborn, that he went and he put it with the regular animal of the homeowner. And that's inferring, but if let's say he did it without the consent of the one who is depositing, then you're right, the homeowner would be liable because he's the one that mixed them together. But since it was with his consent, therefore, I'm going to make and the homeowner would get to keep it, he would just have to treat it as a like bechar, but the one who deposited would walk away empty-handed. Halacha Zayin, regarding trustworthiness, regarding the halachic status of a bechar, le'inechshutu Yisrael al bechares. A Jew is not suspect regarding the laws of the firstborn animal to inflict a blemish on the firstborn animal, in contrast to Kohanim. The Fikach Neman Yisrael, therefore, a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, is believed to say, Zes Fek Bacharu, this is a doubtful Bachar, and V'royin Le Mumay, and so you could go ahead and check out its blemish, which, because by a definite Bachar, we said in Perigim Alocha Gimel, that you cannot look at his blemishes, but he's believed to say that it's a suffik bechayr, which again he gets to keep, and then you have to wait till it develops a blemish, and then you could analyze the blemish. And then the Yisrael could eat it in that blemish state. Halacha Ches qualifies that the laws of bechayr as it applies to animals of kadoshim. So call a kadoshim regarding all kadoshim, holy animals. That it had a permanent blemish before it was ever sanctified. Now, the significance of that is that it never has then physical sanctity because it couldn't have been brought as a carbon because it already was blemished beforehand. So at the most, it has what's called monetary sanctity. And then it was redeemed. So then chayavim bebechayra. So then it's going to have the laws of the firstborn animal because when it was sanctified, it didn't have a severe sanctity. Hence, when you redeem it, it actually goes out to be treated as totally like chulun. It's like a regular chulin animal where the firstborn animal would be obligated to the laws of Bechayr. But v'mkadam mum oivel ekdeshim. Let's say only had a passing blemish before sanctified. Oishu ekdeshim tamim, or if it was sanctified unblemished. V'achkach noy lemim kavua v'niftu, and then only subsequently did it develop a permanent blemish, and then it was redeemed, so it had a physical sanctity. Then, even when it was subsequently redeemed, p'turin min ha-Bechayr. That animal is going to be exempt from the laws of firstborn. Why? Sharei liyotzel chulin chadavah, because it's not considered chulin as unconsecrated for all halachas. Because although you could eat it and do other things with it, because it's still forbidden to for the fleece, sharing its wool, and working with it, like we explained the laws of misappropriation in Perek Av Halacha Tes. So therefore, it's not considered as a regular chulin animal to have the laws of Bechayr. Halacha Tes, halakech behema, if someone purchases an animal, which what happens is when someone has his grain, the first tithe is given to the Levi, second tithe he takes up to Yerushalayim. Let's say it's too much stuff. He could redeem it and bring the monies up to Yerushalayim, and he could then purchase food, which would include an animal, with his Meister Sheni money. So if he purchases an animal with the funds of Meister Sheni Yerushalayim, Chayavis Bebechayra, that animal, when it gives birth to its firstborn, will be obligated to Loz Bechayra because since he's purchasing this animal in Yerushalayim for the purpose of eating it. So in that regard, it's considered like Chulin for the Loz of Bechayra. Aval halakech behema miperish shviyas. But if let's say someone purchases an animal with shmita produce, where you're allowed to go ahead and buy produce, you're allowed to buy a kosher animal with shmita produce, or like a bartering. So when you buy that animal, hayreiz b'turim in a bechera. So that animal, if it gives birth, is exempt from the laws of bechera. Why? Lefisha in the rashai lasa schar miperish shviyas. You're not allowed to do business with shmita produce. Kasharinema, but the pasuk says regarding by yikol la'achlo. You can use it for eating, which that's what you're doing when you're buying this animal. It's la'achla for eating, but v'lo l'schari, not for business. And if it would be obligated in the laws of the firstborn, then there would be a margin of profit over here with the firstborn, because that would exclude it from the halachic status of shmita produce, and you would gain that you would not have to get rid of it at the time of bir shvius, and neither would you have to give it to the kohen. And you would be able to give it to the kohen as bechayr, which that's like a taivas anoy. You get some type of a benefit from that, some kickback. So because of that margin of profit, it would be like doing business, and therefore that's why it does not have the halacha of bechayr. Ram continues regarding the laws of business as we're discussing regarding that of the firstborn animal. Ukvar bi'arnu b'hilchas machalas asur. We already explained the laws of forbidden food items in Perek Ches Halacha Tazayin Yitzayin Yutches. You're not allowed to do business, but regarding with things that are forbidden to be eaten. And v'chin be'arim b'trumas already explained the laws of trumas in Perikid Beis Melachas Trumas Alacha Chavalav. Shasal lasaschar b'trumas, you're not allowed to do business with truma items. And v'chin also lasaschar b'bchayis, which we're discussing over here, you're also not allowed to do business with the firstborn animals. In other words, for profit. Ava bishem mutal mochem, although you are allowed to sell it al derech shmiyanu, like we explained in Perik Av Alacha Yidzayin and Yudches. Alacha Yud. Lokach b'char, let's say he purchased a firstborn animal, l'mishte b'no il regel, for his son's wedding or for some type of festive holiday. But like Tzarek, like, turns out he doesn't need it at the end. So then mutl l'machi, he'll have to sell it because, again, it's not being done for business, for profit, rather that because he just doesn't need it. Halachi ralav, ein shaman. Shuma is an evaluation when you sell an animal for a certain amount of money with a stipulation that the one who buys it will be involved in feeding the animal until a set time. Then he's going to sell the animal, and the profit margin from the set amount, beyond that amount, they're going to divide amongst the two of them. So you now let it do that with, you now do that shuma, sale, of b'chayrit tamimim, of unblemished firstborn animal, li Yisrael, to a Yisrael, because that's like a sale, and you're not allowed to sell an unblemished, a living b'char to a Yisrael. Aval, shamalem b'char es balimum. But you could evaluate this, you could do this type of a sale of the firstborn animals that are blemished. And v'shamen b'char es tamimim, now you are allowed to make this evaluative sale of a firstborn unblemished animal, l'kahanim, bizman hazeh, in today's times, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's not being burned as a carbon, and the kahanim are careful that until it develops a blemish, to be careful with it, because ultimately they're going to be eaten in the blemished state, not being burned as a carbon, and therefore you could sell it through the kayin, and it's not considered a disgrace to a kachim item. And we don't have to say that you'd be able to make this sale of shuma to the kahanim when it's blemished, because you could even do that for Yisrael, and for sure, a kohen, which you could even do it in its unblemished state, because again, a kohen knows how to be careful with these things, and he's not going to go ahead and use it until it develops a blemish.